Thank you, Jesus.
Tell us, Lord.
The king displayed the glory and the wealth of his kingdom and his majesty, magnificent splendor of his greatness for a total, listen to this, for a total of 180 days, which is 6 months. He had a party. What a party. What a party that this man had. And the thing about it, that he had a party to the noblemen and to the officers, and then on the other hand, his queen, Bathsheba, she had a party.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing when the house is divided, ain't it?
Yeah,
it's a sad thing when the husband is doing one thing and the wife is doing something else. But it was all, somebody said, but it was all in God's plan. Look at God. Queen Vesta also was having a feast with the women in the king's palace.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when the king was feeling good, when the king got a little hot, when the king got a little wine in him, he wanted to brag about the goodness of his wife. Glory to God. When the king got full of some wine, he wanted to be bigger than what he thought he was. He already knew that his wife wasn't coming to the party, but he invited her anyway. But the Bible said that Queen Vesta said, I ain't coming. I ain't coming. Look at God. Now, I want you to know that God is working in the dark. And that caused a friction between the king and because not only will your wife disrespect you, but the other ones will disrespect us. And so they call all the virgins in, and then they put them through the process. And, you know, Esther was one of them that was in the process. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to see how God is working. Glory to God. Thank you, God. And you know, God had prophesied through his prophets the Messiah, which is Jesus Christ, who was a deliverer, would come through the Jewish nation. But the devil had established a plan. I just wanted to bring this one out. Is that all right? The devil had established a plan to destroy the whole Jewish nation. And if you know anything about this, if the devil would have been able to succeed in his plan, then Jesus wouldn't have been able to come through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. My God, but I tell you, but God has a plan. Adam might have a plan, but God has a plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that even though the devil has a plan to destroy you, that Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall you condemn. This is the inheritance of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, said the Lord. Yes, there will be weapon formed against you. Yes, there will be people that come against you. Yeah, there will be people that talk against you, but that's a form of weapon, but that form of weapon will not prosper. Esther had to go through the process to be picked as the new queen. You know, she just didn't step in there and become queen. They had to take her through the process. They had to clean her up. They had to put her in milk and all kinds of flour and stuff to clean her up and put her on a nice clothing and teach her how to talk and teach her how to walk and teach her how to present herself. That was the process that Esther had to go through in order to be prepared to be the queen. But Romans 12:1-2 tells us of our process that we need to go through in order to be ready to be favored with God. The Bible says, and Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you, somebody point at yourself, you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy. You can't leave holy out. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And this one I like this one too. And it said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, y'all know the word, don't you? Amen, 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 amen. That's our process. That's what we gotta do. We gotta learn how to present, my brothers and sisters, our body as a living sacrifice. Don't walk around with your head hanging down, looking like you own that somebody done beat you up. But we belong to the royal king, and we ought to walk like it. We ought to talk like it, and we ought to act like that we belong to the royalty of God. I've been bought with a price. Glory to God. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a peculiar person. I don't act like the world. I don't walk like the world. Sometimes I don't even look like the world, because I'm a peculiar person. I'm amongst the royalty of God. Is there anybody in here that's of the royalty of God? Where y'all at? Stop letting the devil beat you down and tell you that who you are. You ought to let the word of God tell you who you are.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo! I'm going to get to feeling good in a minute now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Again, but the Bible said that Esther only chose what they told her to have. She didn't try to get greedy. She knew that. She knew her help, where help come. All of her help come from the Lord. She knew her substance was from God. Is there anybody in here that know your substance? I don't have to steal, kill, and destroy nobody to get what belongs to me, because my substance. I got to move on. Man, when Ezra, King Ezra, chose Esther to be the queen, Malachi was checking on her every day. Hallelujah. And there was a man called Haman. Glory to God. That did not like Malachi, because Malachi wouldn't do what the other folks do. You know, you can't be amongst the other folk in order to live for God. Glory to God. Somebody got to stand up for something. My God, my God, my God, my God. And Malachi decided in his heart, I don't care how many times Haman come by, I'm not going to bow to him, neither I'm going to reverence him. And you know the devil get mad when you don't do what they want you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that is able to keep me in perfect peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every time that Malachi come to the gate and saw Haman, he went bow down to him. So Haman was so upset. He was so mad until he went to the king and told the king, say, I will give you 10,000 silver to kill all the Jews. Because these Jews don't go by your law. They don't go by what you say, do. They don't acknowledge you as their king. They got their own king. Glory to God. And Haman gave the king into his treasure so 10,000 silver pieces. Glory to God. And then when Malachi found out that Haman had already went to the king and they had already wrote it down on the paper, glory to God, he sent a word to Esther. Hallelujah. Said, I want you to go to the king. And I want you to plead not only for the Jews, but for yourself. I want you to go in there and I want you to talk to the king. But Esther said, now all the peoples in the kingdom know that you cannot just walk in there and talk to the king. You got to be summoned in order to go to the king. She said, if you're not summoned, she said that the only thing that you'll get is death.
Yes.
But Malachi said, yes. Glory to God. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the kingdom house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether hold thy peace, the change is coming. Whether it come through you or somebody else. But it's going to happen. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then your house and your family house will be destroyed. Glory to God. But Malachi went on to say, do you not think that you might have been placed in this place for such a time as this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Esther sent back a word to Malachi, said, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you and all the Jews to begin to pray and fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only will you pray and fast, but me and my courthouse will pray and fast for 3 days. Glory to God. But I tell you, after the 3 days, I'm going. She said, after the 3 days, I'm going. Even though it's a against the rule. I'm going sometime. My brothers and sisters, we have to go against the rules. In order to accomplish the will of God and allow the favor of God to continue to work in our life, we have to go against the rule. And Esther went against the rule. And the Bible said that Esther went in the inner chamber of the king. And as she walked up into the king's castle, she walked in there. And she didn't know that he was going to hold out the scepter. She didn't even have any idea that he was going to do that. But as she was, can you picture, as she was walking, I believe she was singing a song. Have mercy on me. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. And when she got there, the Bible said that he held out the scepter of gold. And she went in and talked with the king. And the king said, now what do you want me to do? I give you half of my kingdom. What do you? She said, all I want is you and Haman to have a banquet with me. Come on and have a banquet with me. See, God was working. God was working. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then went after the banquet, Haman saw Mordecai. And it messed him up again. And he went home and he was so upset, glory to God, that he began to talk to his wife and his friend. And they told him, I'll tell you what you do. I want you to build a gap 10 feet high. And I want you to go to the king and tell the king that I want you to hang Mordecai because he's disrespectful to me. He won't bow down to me. He won't reverence me. And the Bible says that night, I just want to tell it. Is that all right if I tell the story? Glory to God. That night, the Bible said that the king tossed and turned all night long and they called for the chronicle, which is the book of the law, which is the thing that had happened to the kingdom and around the kingdom. And he found in that chronicle that Mordecai had saved his life. My God, my God, my God. And he woke up the next day and he said, who is in the courthouse? And he said, Haman is in the court. He said, bring him in here. Said, bring him. Look at God. Look at how God is working. He said, bring him on in here. And he said, I want to know what can I do about a man that I want to honor. That what I want to hold to high esteem. And then Haman with his self thought that he was talking about him, preacher. And he said, this is what you ought to do for the man that you want to esteem highly. You need to let him ride your horse that you rode on. You need him to wear the clothes that you wore. You need him to put on the robe that you wore. You need to let him to ride one of the finest horses that you have in the stable. I just want to tell the story today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said that when Haman got through describing all the things that the man that should be honored would be having, then the king said, I tell you what you do. You do all that for Mordecai. Favor ain't fair. Glory to God. And glory, hallelujah. And Haman got so upset that he ran back home and began to cry to his wife and his friend again. But by the time he could think about it, they were calling another banquet.
Oh yeah.
He was calling another banquet. And the Bible said that Haman and Ezra the king and Esther had another banquet. And in that banquet, Esther began to cry to the king.
Oh my God.
She said that there's somebody that wants to kill me and all of my family and all of my people. There's somebody in that wants to kill us and destroy us. And the king said, who in the world has the audacity to want to kill the queen? And the Bible said that Haman was sitting there. Just him, Esther, and the king. And Esther said, that old evil Haman wants to kill us.
Oh, what?
My Lord.
The Bible said that the king ran to the garden to get his mind together. And while he was getting his mind together, Haman was trying to attack Esther. And by the time the king got back in there, he found Haman trying to attack Esther in the same gallop. The same gallop that Haman had prepared for Mordecai. The same gallop that Haman was hung on for himself. Favor ain't there. God places us in position of favor. And you can see through this story that God's favor was operated in the life of Mordecai and the life of Esther. And my brothers and sisters, if you stay with God, if you hang in there, no matter what comes or what goes, your God favor will carry you through doors after doors after doors, and the devil can't stop you because the favor of God is upon your life. You stay with God. You trust God. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of his ways, and he will direct your path. My brothers and sisters, bless you. God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Sit back on my
do was call. Sometime was in the morning, sometimes late at night. But when I got up off my knees, Jesus, everything was all right.
What God can do.